Here's a side effect of the Midwestern floods. In Omaha, Nebraska, the rising waters of the Missouri River make it hard to contain sewage, and that could make things unpleasant for thousands of people who are heading to Omaha for the College World Series. The waters from the Missouri River are now creeping toward the brand new stadium where the series opens tomorrow. Robin Wish reports.
Setting these up and get them in the right place.
Lad Lyons is building a makeshift bar at the tailgate tent outside Omaha's brand new baseball stadium. The College World Series ended its run last year at Rosenblatt Stadium, its old home for 50 years. It's now held at a new ballpark, surrounded by hotels and restaurants.
We're expecting record crowds.
Steve Lindsay has a food stand under a large tent just outside the front gates.
I'm excited. When you look around, everything's bright, shiny, and new, and I think it's going to be a great first experience in the new stadium for them. I'm happy.
But the fresh start to the College World Series is not so fresh, just a couple of blocks north. Dirty, fetid water is bubbling under the surface.
Sunday afternoon around 4 o'clock, we first noticed the gushing water, and at some point it was going clear across the street.
While other communities along the rising Missouri are dealing with breached levees, Omaha is more concerned with raw sewage. The city is currently dumping its untreated sewage into the river. In front of his Omaha art studio, Les Bruning is seeing the effects of the city's overworked combined sewer system.
They came out sandbagged around so that the sewer water coming out of the sewer flowed over and went down the storm sewer. Well, it affects our business because, you know, people think they don't want to get caught in a flood, and they don't want to smell the sewer, so.
Good morning. And this is the situation status report for the Missouri River Command.
City officials have been giving daily updates on water levels and preparations. Here's Assistant Fire Chief Dan Stilinski.
The Missouri River is currently at 33.11 feet. Flood stage is 29 feet. The estimates show by Sunday evening the 19th, the river will be at 33.3 feet.
I'm standing about as close to the Missouri River as you can get these days. The water is so high and the current is just moving incredibly quickly. But Omaha is protected by a 42-foot levee. It was built the last time the water got this high.
We owe a great deal of gratitude to Mayor Johnny Rosenblatt and the city leaders in 1955 that built this levee on the Omaha side.
That's Omaha Mayor Jim Suttle.
They built it very, very soundly. Now, since then, we've been maintaining it, and that's why our levee is working for us.
Back at the tailgate tent, even if there's the occasional waft of sewage outside the stadium, marketing manager Stacy Lenners says the games will go on.
Just keep plugging away and enjoy the games and deal with the smell. There's not much we can do about that.
The fight against the rising Missouri will continue long after the games are over. The high water is expected to put pressure on the levees here throughout most of the summer. For NPR News, I'm Robin Wish in Omaha.